You know, we get a lot of different schedules now, maybe more so in the past, and you just got to make adjustments. A little more rest won't hurt anybody. The key is we've played so much hockey that we didn't skate this morning based on the time we got to Chicago last night. That warm-up's important now. Getting out and getting your legs going and getting your mind back into what will be a very difficult game. It's really important that we're ready to go here tonight.
You hinted to us on the pregame yesterday that Hutch would go today. Yeah. Is that the plan?
Yeah, Mike's going. Paz played so very well for us, and we have to monitor the minutes and the number he plays. And you know, you really prefer to have a goalie not go in when he feels good. You know, after a big win, when he's played really well, where he gets to sit and think about good things instead of, you know, coming out because his performance was poor. But Andre's been such a strong player for us this year. It's good that he gets a rest. And yeah, the backup guy's job sometimes isn't a whole lot of fun, but he'll be the most rested guy in our lineup, so he should be good.
You just talk about Hutchison. I guess it was the Tampa game that he came in, and yep, he finished really strong, and how important that was for him.
I think so. You know, I mean, I might have jumped the gun on him in L.A. I was just frustrated with everything that was going on in the game. I thought we were generating enough offense, but didn't like some of the goals that had got in. But it was good that he could get back into a game. And his last memory is a solid play against a pretty skilled offensive team.
Got a chance to put a pretty nice bow on a good road trip here.
Yeah.
Some points.
Yeah, you know, we've the block of three games that we've played on the road, pretty darn solid. Our best game might have been in New Jersey in terms of what we generated, and that's how life works out. And so this is a big night for us. And we'd be 2 points behind them in the standings, and we had a tough start. So we've clawed our way back into feeling a little better about ourselves, and this is an opportunity, a real opportunity. And they're tired, too. You know, we can say that we're on the road, and we've had a tough schedule. They've had a tough schedule, too. So it's going to be a hard-fought game.
Do you have the sense that the goals are coming? Do you think it's just...
Well, I would say yes after the Jersey game. You know, we had so many good chances in that game, and in the lone three times, and a bunch of great chances. We didn't generate a whole lot last night. I didn't think we moved the puck well enough from our back end, and I'm not just talking about our defense. From our defensive zone out by forwards and D to create a whole heck of a lot. You know, this may well be one of those games where you need your power play to generate your offense for it. You know, they're a tough team to play against 5-on-5. They control the puck so well. You know, we still think we can do some good things in the offensive zone with our structure and our game plan. It's about time some of those pucks start getting to the net, you know, and a little quicker and with a little bit more urgency and a little bit more directness with what we're doing.
Just one of those opportunities being a back-to-back to maybe get Party and or Halichuk in the lineup again.
On the minutes front, we've got other guys. Like, development for Paul Postma, in my mind, is critical. I mean, I know he's 25 years old, but he hasn't played a full year in the National Hockey League, and he needs to learn how to get into back-to-back. And Grant Klitsam's had 9-10 months off, maybe longer, so he's fresh. And I'm not a big believer in that you can't change a winning lineup or a lineup that feels good, but they have a bench memory of last night, of the things we went through last night, and you like to keep those guys in.